Unit 7. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. The Brick.
About 10 years ago, a young and very successful executive named Josh was traveling down a Chicago neighborhood lane. He was going a bit too fast in his shiny, black 12-cylinder Jaguar XKE, which was only 2 months old. He was watching for kids jumping out from between parked cars and slowed down when he thought he saw something. As his car passed, no child dashed out, but a brick sailed out and whoomp! It smashed into the Jack's shiny black side door. Screech! Josh stopped the car. He put the car in reverse as fast as he could and drove the Jaguar back to the spot from where the brick had been thrown. Josh jumped out of the car, caught the kid, and pushed him up against a parked car. He lost his temper and shouted at the kid. What was that all about and who are you? Just what do you think you're doing? Building up a head of steam, he went on to threaten the child. That's my new Jack. That brick you threw is going to cost you a lot of money. Why did you throw it? Please, mister, please. My apologies. I didn't know what else to do. The boy begged. I threw the brick because no one else would stop. Tears were falling down the boy's face as he pointed around the parked car. It's my brother, mister, he said. The wheelchair slid off the side of the road, and he fell out, and I can't lift him up. Crying, the boy asked the executive, Would you please help me get him back into his wheelchair? He's hurt, and he's too heavy for me. As for the car, I will ask my dad to compensate you. Moved beyond words, the young executive tried very hard to swallow the tears caught in his throat. Exerting himself, he lifted the tough young man back into the wheelchair and took out his handkerchief and wiped the cuts, checking to see that everything was going to be okay. He then watched the young brother push him down the side of the road toward their home. It was a long walk back to the black, shining 12-cylinder Jaguar XKE, a long and slow walk. Josh never did fix the side door of his Jaguar. He kept the mark on his car from the brick to remind him not to go through life so fast that someone has to throw a brick at him to get his attention. Some bricks are softer than others. Feel for the bricks of life coming at to you. For all the negative things we have to say to ourselves, God has positive answers.
New words.
Brick.
Executive.
Neighborhood.
Lane.
Cylinder.
Kid.
Dash.
Sail.
Whump.
Smash.
Screech.
Reverse.
Spot.
Temper.
Steam.
Threaten.
Apology.
Beg.
Wheelchair.
Slide.
Compensate.
Swallow.
Throat.
Exert.
Tough.
Handkerchief.
Wipe.
Remind.
Attention.
Negative.
Proper nouns.
Josh.
Chicago.
Jaguar XKE.
Jag.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening.
1. Listen to the conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
What was that all about? And who are you? Just what are you doing?
Please, mister, please.
That's my new Jag. That brick you threw is going to cost you a lot of money. Why did you throw it?
I'm sorry. I threw it because no one else would stop. It's my brother, mister. He slid off the side of the road and fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him up.
So you threw the brick at my car to get my attention?
Yes, mister. Would you please help me get him back into his wheelchair? He's hurt and is too heavy for me.
Oh, everything is okay now.
All right. Thank you. It's very kind of you to help us.
2. Listen to a passage twice and then choose the best answer to each question.
This is a story about two friends, Linda and Anne. Linda and Anne lived in the same city for 25 years. They were best friends. Then the time came for Anne to move away because her husband took a job in another country. Even though they were miles apart, they stayed in touch through letters, emails, and calls. Things went well for about a year for Anne in her new home, but then Anne's husband lost his job. It was a very difficult time for their family. There were lots of days when Anne was very sad during this time. She often wished she could just talk to Linda face to face. One day, when Anne was especially sad, she went to get the mail and there was a letter from Linda. Anne opened the letter and there was an unexpected gift of money from Linda along with it. Anne read the letter. The letter was very sweet and encouraging. At the end of the letter was a drawing. The drawing was an outline of Linda's hand. Written under the hand was this message from Linda. Anne, I wish I could be there to hold your hand. Since I cannot be there, here is an outline of my hand. Whenever you feel lonely or sad, just place your hand on my hand and it will be like we are holding hands. Anne was moved beyond words. She knew that she had a lifelong friend, Linda, someone who really cared.
Questions. 1. How long did Linda and Anne live in the same city?
2. Why did Anne move to another country?
3. Which of the following ways did Linda and Anne not use to keep in touch with each other?
4. Why did Anne feel sad?
5. Which of the following is true?
6. Why did Linda draw a hand in the letter? 7. This is a story about two friends, Linda and Anne. Linda and Anne lived in the same city for 25 years. They were best friends. Then the time came for Anne to move away because her husband took a job in another country. Even though they were miles apart, they stayed in touch through letters, emails, and calls. Things went well for about a year for Anne in her new home, but then Anne's husband lost his job. It was a very difficult time for their family. There were lots of days when Anne was very sad during this time. She often wished she could just talk to Linda face to face. One day, when Anne was especially sad, she went to get the mail and there was a letter from Linda. Anne opened the letter and there was an unexpected gift of money from Linda along with it. Anne read the letter. The letter was very sweet and encouraging. At the end of the letter was a drawing. The drawing was an outline of Linda's hand. Written under the hand was this message from Linda. Anne, I wish I could be there to hold your hand. Since I cannot be there, here is an outline of my hand. Whenever you feel lonely or sad, just place your hand on my hand, and it will be like we are holding hands. Anne was moved beyond words. She knew that she had a lifelong friend, Linda, someone who really cared.
Questions. 1. How long did Linda and Anne live in the same city?
2. Why did Anne move to another country?
3. Which of the following ways did Linda and Anne not use to keep in touch with each other?
4. Why did Anne feel sad?
5. Which of the following is true?
6. Why did Linda draw a hand in the letter? 3. Listen to a passage twice and then answer the following questions.
2 friends were walking through a forest. During the journey, they had a quarrel, and one hit the other in the face. The one who was hit felt hurt, but he didn't say anything. He just wrote in the sand, "Today my best friend hit me in the face." They kept on walking until they found a river in a green spot, and they decided to take a bath. The one who was hit fell into the river, but the friend saved him. After he woke up, he wrote on a stone, "Today my best friend saved my life." The friend who hit and saved his best friend said to him, "After I hurt you, you wrote something in the sand, and now you are writing something on a stone. Why?" The other friend said, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand, and winds can blow it away easily. But when someone does something good for us, we must carve it on a stone, and no wind can erase it away." Two friends were walking through a forest. During the journey, they had a quarrel, and one hit the other in the face. The one who was hit felt hurt, but he didn't say anything. He just wrote in the sand, "Today my best friend hit me in the face." They kept on walking until they found a river in a green spot, and they decided to take a bath. The one who was hit fell into the river, but the friend saved him. After he woke up, he wrote on a stone, "Today, my best friend saved my life." The friend who hit and saved his best friend said to him, "After I hurt you, you wrote something in the sand, and now you are writing something on a stone. Why?" The other friend said, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand, and winds can blow it away easily. But when someone does something good for us, we must carve it on a stone, and no wind can erase it away."
Speaking. Reference answer.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
You know, we'll have our final English exam next week. I was wondering if you could help me with my lessons.
I'd be glad to. What questions do you have?
You see, I was sick for 2 weeks and missed several lessons. I was wondering if you could lend me your notebook.
With pleasure.
In case I have difficulty reading your handwriting, would you please give me some explanations?
Sure, no problem.
My greatest difficulty is with grammar. Would you mind helping me with my grammar?
Not at all. Let's do it this evening. Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading. The future of the cities.
People enjoy living in large cities. They like to work and to shop there. But cities have problems. One problem is that they frequently grow very rapidly, and then there are a lot of people. Transportation becomes complicated. There are a lot of cars, buses, and bicycles. There is noise, and there is pollution. There is not enough room for houses. As a result, people are trying to improve the big cities, and they are also planning for new cities. One plan is to limit the growth of new cities. When a city has about 500,000 people, it is time to cease building there. It is time to start a new city. In this plan, there will be several cities near each other, but each city will be small and its problems will be small. There are many designs for these new cities. Some of them are... In Plan A, there is a large city with smaller cities around it. There is open land with trees, fields, and lakes between the large city and the smaller cities. Each small city is complete. It has businesses, schools, hospitals, and an entertainment center. In Plan B, each city is also complete, but the cities are connected by a road. In Plan C, the cities are in rings around the central city, and all of them are connected to each other. The goal of all of these plans is to restrain the growth of the large city. A second solution is the megastructure. This is a city inside of a city. The megastructure is one huge building with everything in it. In the past, very large buildings, such as churches and palaces, were built only by religious groups or by kings. Now we can build large buildings and utilize them for business and residential purposes at the same time. Megastructures have offices, apartments, stores, restaurants, swimming pools, and garages all in one building. People can live and work in one place. Many people can live in one building. They don't have to worry about the weather. They don't have to worry about transportation. They have a glorious view because the buildings are so tall. For example, the John Hancock Building in Chicago is 100 stories tall. On floors 45 to 92, there are apartments. On floors 13 to 44, there are business and professional offices. Floors 6 to 12 are a garage. And on the lower floors, there are stores, banks, and recreational facilities. A third solution to the problem of the cities is to exploit the ocean. Many large cities border the ocean, and people like to live near water. In addition, the ocean can provide plentiful food, so planners of cities are designing cities for the sea. A city in the sea will be a marvelous place to live. There will be a high barrier that will protect the city from the wind and the water. There will be transparent glass floors. People will be able to look through the floor and see fish. Parts of the city will drift on the water. In this way, it will be easy to make a city larger or smaller. It is also possible to build cities under the water. If city planners build cities under the water, the submarine will become as important as the automobile. It is not feasible to build too many new cities. So we can do two things. We can try to keep our city small, and we can try to improve the cities that we have.
New words.
Complicated.
Pollution.
Improve.
Plan.
Limit.
Growth.
Cease.
Connect.
Central.
Restrain.
Solution.
Megastructure.
Huge.
Church.
King.
Utilize.
Residential.
Garage.
Pace.
Glorious.
Recreational.
Exploit.
Ocean.
Border.
Addition.
Plentiful.
Marvelous.
Barrier.
Transparent.
Drift.
Submarine.
Feasible.
Proper noun.
John Hancock.